From Spark and Anvil and Claimcraft, this is Footing, in Chapter 1 of the Claimcraft cast. This Drala uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the community forum, a mole named Footing listened as the debate club argued heatedly about whether the town should hold its festival in the morning or the evening. Voices rose. Nobody was budging. Footing tapped the floor softly. "Before you keep fighting about when, can I ask what you're both standing on? You're both assuming the festival has to happen in a single block of time. Nobody said that. Nobody checked it. It's the floor under this whole argument, and no one's looked at it." The room went quiet. "That's what an assumption is," Footing said. "The thing an argument quietly stands on without saying so. Morning people and evening people were fighting on the same unchecked floor. It must be one block. And the moment you look at the floor instead of the furniture, a whole door opens. What if it's morning and evening? The real disagreement was hiding underneath the one you were having."
"Have you ever been sure about something and then found out the thing you'd assumed underneath it wasn't true? How did that feel?" Footing had learned to check the floor after a conclusion collapsed under one. As a young mole, Footing had once argued, carefully and confidently, that the club should cancel its outdoor meeting because it always rains on meeting day. Footing built a whole tidy case on it: where to move, how to reschedule, who to tell. And it was a good case, except for one thing. The floor it stood on, "it always rains," was simply not true. Footing had remembered the two rainy meetings vividly and quietly forgotten the six sunny ones. The entire careful argument had been built on an assumption never once dug up and looked at. Standing in the sunshine on a meeting day that did not rain, Footing felt the particular embarrassment of a strong argument resting on soft ground. Not wrong in its logic, just wrong in what it took for granted. The reasoning can be perfect, Footing understood, and still fall if the floor beneath it won't hold. From then on, before trusting any argument, especially a convincing one, Footing learned to dig down past the words to the unspoken "everybody knows" underneath, and give it a good, honest stomp.
Footing tunneled up at the Claimcraft Academy, dust on both paws from checking foundations. Logos, the mentor, met Footing and asked the question, "What is an assumption?" Footing pointed down, not up. "It's the part of an argument nobody says out loud because it feels too obvious to mention. The floor holding the whole thing up. Most arguments have several. My job isn't to knock them down. It's to dig them up and look. Some floors are solid and we build on happily. Some are soft and the whole argument sinks the moment you name them. You can't know which until you surface the assumption and give it a stomp." Logos gave a slow, grounded nod. "You are appointed."
In Footing's burrow study, a young sparrow fretted, feathers ruffled. "Footing, if I have to question every hidden assumption, won't I end up trusting nothing? Isn't that just how people become cranks who believe the world is a lie?" Footing settled the sparrow gently on solid ground. "That's the exact trap to avoid, so let me be careful. Surfacing an assumption is not the same as rejecting it. When I dig up a floor and stomp it, most of the time it holds, and then I trust it more, because now I've actually checked instead of just hoping. Digging isn't distrust. It's the opposite of both blind belief and blind doubt. The crank stomps every floor and declares them all rotten. The gullible one never stomps at all. The good reasoner stomps, looks honestly at what the stomp shows, and keeps the floors that hold. You're not learning to believe nothing. You're learning to know which ground is solid, so you can build on it with confidence." The sparrow's feathers smoothed. "So checking the floor is how I get to trust it, not how I lose it." "Checking is how trust becomes earned," Footing said. "That's the sturdiest kind."
Think of a time noticing a hidden "everybody knows" actually changed your mind. What did that surprise feel like? The sparrow thought, and something behind the worry opened up. Everyone in my class knew the new kid was stuck up because they never talked, the sparrow said slowly. Then someone actually asked, and it turned out they were just really shy and scared. The whole everybody knows was just a floor nobody had checked. The sparrow looked down. I feel bad we all stood on it so long. That feeling, the soft, humbling surprise when a hidden floor turns out to be air, is one of the most important feelings there is, Footing said warmly. It's the feeling of your mind getting bigger. It doesn't mean you were foolish. It means you were brave enough to look down. And on the other side of it is something steady and good, a mind that stands on ground it has actually checked, and a heart humble enough to be surprised. Footing pressed a little floor-stomping stone into the sparrow's claw. Go find an everybody knows and give it a gentle stomp. See what holds. The sparrow took the stone, felt the humble, roomier feeling of a checked-for-real floor, and went to stomp test something everyone knew.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Footing. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.